Detroit, that'd be mobile.
Great hit, Dave.
You must be up there near about the black hole.
Allison, for some reason, your earlace has been scratchy.
Notice, but there's a lot of green beds on the trees. Those sticks that were brown or gray are now starting, they got a light green tint to them.
That, but it's still not that way up here yet.
Get better. Well, I don't know. After you use the repeater for a while, it might get a little bit better, but I don't think that propagation is going to get better anytime soon.
Probably not.
Here today?
Yes, I was. Probably going right by your house today.
Stop over there at the Sphinx station? Or is that only when you set something up? You're in a low spot.
I stopped there to get fuel on Thursday.
How's today?
Today and Monday.
Two times a week. You fill it all the way up?
That about four times a week, Dave. And yes, I fill up every day.
Are you just keeping it topped off, or is it empty by the time you make your rounds?
I have to thank you when I stop for fuel.
That's the same way Johnny does it. We'll be going somewhere, and he'll have like 3/4 of a tank of gas, and he'll stop to top it off.
$120 to $140 a day.
It was very high like this. It wasn't quite as high as it is now, but I remember having to fill up every other day. I was spending $70 on gas every other day, in the range of $70 to $80 for gas every other day. And yeah, that hurts. Week after week after week, that hurts. Your apron's leaking anymore. Did you quit running APRS?
No, somebody else was telling me that. I'm going to have to see what's going on. I don't know if a bump is hitting or what.
The setup, it could be the modem's turned off or something like that. Or it could be that the other side of the radio is no longer on 144.39. It's not exactly on it. It could be on frequency by a little bit.
Into it and see. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sure it's just something I set because it's a memory channel for me, so I doubt it's off frequency.
Like on the next repeater. If that was the case and that repeater was in use, somebody would probably be telling you about it.
I think I bumped the setting or something like that, and I might figure out which one it is.
That's how windy it was, thinking about coming out flying earlier, and it said it was 12 miles an hour. I'm out here now, and I see signs hanging from from wires on the street. They're just flapping in the breeze, vertical. It's kind of windy out here.
And Dave, do you know what it is I need to, like, put the weather and stuff like that on my APRS where it broadcasted from up here at the house?
So depending on what kind of radio you got, are you using that 710, that D710 to do that? Has the ability to read that from, let's see. So there's two ways you can do it with the D710. You can use its internal modem, and you're limited to the hardware that is there, which doesn't allow you to pick up any, I mean, you got GPS coordinates, but you don't have, like, what's the voltage of the battery, or what's my SWR on my antenna. You don't have that kind of stuff. If you want that kind of stuff, then you abandon the internal terminal node controller, TNC. It's got a TNC in there inside the radio. You abandon the internal one, and you go with an external TNC. And since I've done that, the equipment that's available on the market is a lot better than it used to be. And Chad just got one of the new ones, and he can tell you all about how he's doing it.
Dave, I have arrived at my QTH, so I'm going to hop out here and go get some stuff. Get kind of hungry. Good to talk to you this afternoon. You be careful out there. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, good timing, because I'm pulling up at the drive-thru. Exactly. Talk to you later. Have a good evening. KO4HK, W4DJW, clear.
Okay, and 4TFW. Doing good. It's been a while, man, since I've been on. Hadn't had a radio. I took the radios out about everything that I got off of my work truck. My work truck's been in the shop. And I ain't been getting home till late, so I ain't been getting to check in the net that much. But doing pretty good. Starting to love this weather we have. I don't know how I'm going to lock in the morning. It's supposed to be cold in the morning.
Nice outside. I'm out here walking the dog in the field right now. She's enjoying it anyway.
Last Saturday, I took our three down to Patriots Point in Charleston. And just went sightseeing and drove down for today. And then turned around and let them out down there and, you know, put them on their leashes. And, boy, they was loving that. Getting out, playing in the grass, seeing other dogs. They had them all. They wore themselves out by the time we got there. By the time they got home, they slept just about all day Sunday. They slept till probably about 2 o'clock in the day before they ever got up.
They're going to get in the truck. She's planning on going with you. And that we're going to go do something.
Ours is now. I mean, they're getting where they want to go outside. You know, they're about a year old. I got 2 Chihuahuas. And got 1 Yorkie. I don't know how old he is. I was told 2 when I got him, but he looks a lot older than 2 years old. He acts a lot older than 2 years old. But he does pretty good. He gets out. He loves to get out and roam around the yard and, you know, go places. And, you know, he's a pretty lovable dog. And the 2 Chihuahuas, I mean, they're you know, sweetie pies. I mean, they just love to get out and go places. And ride on you, sit on your back feet on your leg and your front feet up on the window, looking out the window when you go everywhere.
40 pounds. The mom was a Labrador, not sure what the dad was, but she looks like a female lab.
Yeah, they're good dogs, man. I love playing with the doggies. I enjoy it. You know, the funniest thing is, I mean, you really get to watch them and, you know, you get a kick out of them. I had 2 back in the day, and both of them got poisoned. And I got me 2 more now. You know, I don't let them go outside without us being out there with them. You know, they mainly stay in the house. And, you know, they sleep with me at nighttime. And, you know, when I leave to go to work, they stay in the bed with Mama. You know, they stay in there to 9, 10 o'clock in the morning until she gets up. And they'll get up and roam around with her.
She's got to be right there wherever Dad is. When Dad comes in, she's going to lay down there at the foot of the bed in her little bed. Not that she don't have 5 or 6 of them throughout the house.
They got toys all over the house. If you leave a piece of mail laying around, you take off, you come back, they got that mail tore all 2 pieces. They get mad because you leave them at home and they make a mess. But other than that, I love them to death. They my babies.
For sure.
So we're in Simpsonville at Walmart right here, and it's pretty windy out here. The flag up on top of the building, that thing's flying as straight as it can. But it's kind of aimed up towards the sky. It's blowing so hard, the bottom of the flag is raised up away from the flagpole about a foot. But it's blowing pretty good.
Yeah, we're going out of town and can't take the dog, so she's got to go to the dog sitters this weekend. She'll be upset with me.
I'm upset when they have to go somewhere else. I know ours does. You know, you leave them at home, you know, most of the day by herself, and I mean, they lay around and sleep, but they get up and play, and they, you know, like a piece of paper or something, they'll get a hold of that joker and tear it all to pieces. And I have to get the vacuum cleaner out when I get home. But other than that, I mean, you know, they're pretty calm. You know, they'll probably get a little bit better over time. You know, they're brothers, but I ended up with one, and then my mother-in-law got one, but they didn't want to be separated because the other one wanted to cry and carry on every time, you know, my mother-in-law would take him, you know, out to her camper with her. And finally, you know, she told my wife, come and get him. And he's been in the house with us ever since. Couldn't separate him.
The dogs over there, my former neighbor's going to watch him and that. So she enjoys being with them for sure.
I always like getting outside and exploring. You know, that's one thing I figured out they really like. They like getting outside and looking and getting into stuff and sniffing around, and they'll wear themselves out when you put them on a leash.
She's in the backyard herself. She spends most of her day when we're gone listening for that ring doorbell to go off, and then she'll know that somebody's walking by, and she'll run to the window to see who it is.
Well, mine gets to where when I pull up in the work truck, because I work at overhead door, and when I pull up in the work truck and I back in the driveway, they don't figure out the sound of that backup beeper. And they'll be sitting at the door barking when I get out of the truck. And they know I'm coming. They'll be sitting there waiting on me. I got my recliner sitting right there about 5 foot off the door. And they all three will be in that recliner. You have the two little ones up on the arm of the recliner, and the little Yorkie will be sitting in the seat of the recliner. And they'll just be there just barking and waving their tail and dancing around in that chair.
My mom comes home, Dad's not far behind. She's going to sit in that window and watch down the road for me. And somehow she can recognize my car. Even though there's other cars in the subdivision that look just like mine, she recognizes it. She'll be starting to bark as soon as you turn in the driveway. It's amazing. They know what your schedule is for sure.
Definitely know what they know what your schedule is. They are smart. You know, a dog is smart. You know, the little Chihuahuas we got, they're really smart. If they get cold, they'll find one of them little throws that's laying on the couch, and they'll take their nose and they'll make them a hole in the center of that thing. They'll ball it up in the ball, and they'll start parking it out. They'll make a little hole, and both of them will be down in that little hole. And the only thing you'll see is their head sticking out. Sometimes they'll take their head and pull the cover over top of it. And my wife thought they got out one day. And she called me all upset. And I said, you got to look around. I said, they got to be in the house. I said, if they didn't run outside when you opened the door, they got to be in the house. And she went over to the couch, and the little green throw was on the couch. And she got ready to pick the throw up and seen the throw move. And both the puppies was in that throw. And she called me back. She said, they was on the couch. They was asleep. And she was all upset. Thought them little dogs got up.
If you never mess with a blanket or anything like that, but you'll go from room to room to figure out which one she's in and where she's sleeping at, for sure. If it's storming, you can guarantee she's going to be in the closet because she, for whatever reason, she don't like storms.
One I have was like that. They, you know, it didn't like storms. And the one that we got now, I mean, they do pretty good. When it starts thundering, they start barking. They wondering what that is. You know, but other than that, I mean, they'll lay around and you know, look and stuff, you know, when it thunders. But other than that, they just bark. And they do pretty good through the storms.
For the rest of the night.
The rest of the night, that was it.
It was on your agenda for the rest of tonight.
Wife gets out of Walmart here in time. I'm wanting to go home and get the Gold Wing out. I got a 1984 Honda Gold Wing. I want to get it out and get all the dust off of it, get it wiped down, cleaned up, because it's been sitting all winter. And I put a battery in it last night, took it for a drive, and everything seemed to work. And probably tomorrow when I get off work, I need to put my little solar panel thing on top of the carport or put it out there somewhere to where I can get sun to it and have it, you know, to where you can have them on it. That way I can unplug it and plug it back up. I got a one of them things you buy at Walmart that hooks to the battery, and it's got like a pin on one side, or, you know, a plug on one side and a plug on the other side, but they're opposite. One's in the plastic, one's not, and the other end's different. So I'm hoping that solar panel I got will hook right up to that. That's kind of what I'm hoping. And if it does, all I got to do is raise up like the fuel cap cover and just plug that thing right into it. But, yeah, that's my plan, trying to get the motorcycle ready for summertime and get some stuff straightened out before I can get out and ride and have fun this summer.
You got it all planned out there to keep that battery charged. I got rid of my bike about 5 years ago. It got to where it was starting to hurt my arms, and then with all the traffic around and everything, and where I was working down there in Piedmont and that, it was just too much of a hassle, and somebody was going to get hurt.
I got rid of my other one. I used to have a 1200 Bandit, a cross rocket style, but they called it the old man bike, you know, because it's more of a touring bike than it was a cross rocket, but it run just as fast as most of the cross rockets would. And I don't know, I had too many people to pull out in front of me and you know, like they didn't see me and this and that. I just knew that somebody's going to pull out in front of me. I was going to end up getting killed or something, so I got rid of it. And got the one I got now, but, you know, it's bigger. I got more lights and stuff on it. And I don't try to get out and fly on it. I think about as fast as I've had it up to now is about 110. You know, that's probably the fastest I'll ever have it again, probably. But it rides pretty good. I like it. You know, my wife can ride with me, and she's comfortable. So, I mean, it works out pretty good.
Ride on mine too much. She was a little bit scared to ride on it. You know, if we were going out through the country is one thing, but out on a city road and that, it just was too many things going to hurt you on that. But we have made it back to the house from our walk and that, so I'm going to say 73 and hope you have an awesome rest of your evening and that. Look forward to catching you another time. KN4 TFW.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Z, Mobile.
Have a good one. KN4 TFW. BKN4 UBG. Be Kevin over here in Fountain Inn or Simpsonville. Yeah, I've enjoyed the chat there. Dave's probably still out there somewhere if he done got off out of the drive through. But the other guy was calling too. I'll say 73s to you, and you have a good one. Enjoyed to talk to you. And y'all enjoy y'all's trip, and be safe out there when y'all take off. See everybody else on the road, what you got to watch now. But I'll say 73s and have a good one.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey
Z, Mobile. 4, Whiskey Zulu. BKN4, UBG.
UBG. This is Kilo 4, WWZ. I don't believe I've met you yet, sir. What's your name?
This is Kevin. Location is Fountain Inn, but I'm over here in Simpsonville now at Walmart right here. I'm out here being mobile than that. Oh, I ain't been on in a while, man. There's probably a lot of new people in here by now. It's probably been, I don't know, it's probably been 3 or 4 months since I've really been in the radio that much. Just had so many things going on, different things, and, you know, trying to get stuff squared away at home, you know, through the wintertime, you know, when we run a little slow, and been working on the tower trying to get it up. I got two more sections to go and some antennas to put on it. Got to find somebody to climb that thing for me.
Awesome, sir. My name is Chandler. GTH, the most part, is Easley, South Carolina. But currently, I'm mobile on Gravely Road in the city of Pickens. Over.
Roger that. On the edge of Easley, so you over there were, I don't forgot his name now, one does the net. And that. heard SwampNet. Geary, you over by Geary. And you mobile in Pickens right now. Yeah, I mean, you sound good coming through the repeater. I mean, you're pretty quiet. I hope I'm pretty quiet. Don't hope I have any noise or anything in the background, but, I mean, just got this thing put back in the car not long ago. That was a pain in my neck trying to get that done because the Ford Escape does not have no way to get to the firewall of where the windshield wipers and all sticks out over top of the motor out there, and you can't reach the firewall, so I had to come up with another way. There's a plastic cover in the fender well, and that's what I used. And I got it in here. I had to go detached head and all that stuff to put the head up on the window because I don't have too much mounting room in here.
You on that? Yeah, I live close to Geary. I've been wanting to meet him, but I guess he doesn't really want me to come over early. Otherwise, he would have responded. But yeah, I'm newly licensed technician class operator. I think I've been a licensed tech for about a month now. And I don't know Chad too well, but I've become really good friends with Chad Hightower. That would be KO4MUE.
Chad's a good guy. I know him. There's a lot of good guys out there, man. A lot of good guys, a lot of good information, you know. Anything you need and stuff like that, people. There's a lot of people out there to help you out with it. I mean, there's been a lot of people help me out over the years. And trying to figure stuff out, do this, do that, questions, and how to work this and how to work that. I've learned a lot about 2 years, 3 years that I've done it. So can't remember how many years it is. I have to go back and look at my license. I think it's 2 years now, maybe 3 years.
Class and license do you hold?
I gotta start working on my general class here before long.
Me too. I got the opportunity to talk HF in the presence of a advanced class license panel, and let me just say, I really just like talking on HF. I had a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, HF's fun, man. You know, I mean, it's really fun. I mean, I do 10 meters and stuff like that, you know, when 10 meters is open, and do a little bit of 6 meters through the contest and stuff like that. I've made a few contacts out there, and, you know, 10 meters, when 10 meters is open, I mean, I talk up in New Jersey and Maine and places like that, Texas and Kansas and all around the East Coast, you know, about half the country. Get my big, you know, my 10, 15, and 20 meter beam up. Everybody says I'll be able to do better on it than I will be on the Antron 99 that I'm using for 10 meters. I think it's cut for 11 meters. It's a CB antenna because I never changed anything on it. The only thing I done was plugged up to it and started using it. So everybody says it needs to be tuned for 10 meters instead of 11 meters, and I'd probably do better on it.
We're talking off of the Antron 99 in the hand bands, I would say that's pretty cool. Although I think 10 meter and 11 meter, they kind of combine together because when I look at the frequencies for CB radio, it's like starting in 20 point something, it goes all the way, I think, to maybe 29 point something.
I think it goes up to about 28, and then it 28 something, it starts into the ham frequencies. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, because my RCI, you know, I can get to the edge of the ham frequency. I think I can go 28.3, 312, 28.315, something like that. And then if I side shift it, I think I can go 318. But that's about as high as I can get. It won't put me up to 28.400, the calling frequency. So, I mean, I got a Kenwood TS-2000 that does everything, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, you know, 160 through 6, and it does really good. kind of what I talk on at home. You know, I don't have no amplifier, none of that stuff. I just, you know, barely put a 100-watt radio. And hopefully after I get my tower, you know, put together and get all that stuff up, hopefully I'll, you know, going to try to get a better, you know, get the antenna system up better. And then I'll focus on getting me an amplifier and stuff like that.
I'm going to tell you a radio I really like to get. It's the ICOM 706 All Band Radio. Let me tell you, that is a good radio. And if you ever have the chance to talk in one, you'll fall in love with it, trust me.
Oh, yeah, a buddy of mine had one. That's a 706 Mark II. Yeah, they're really good, really good radios, all mode. And I like that one. They got the 991A all band. That one's a pretty nice radio. I mean, there's two or three of them out there I would like to have, but, you know, I mean, sooner or later, I mean, somewhere down the road, once I get all the antennas up that I need to, you know, to get everything going, I want to get the antenna system and stuff fixed for every, you know, all my bands, you know, 10, 15, 20, you know, 40 and 80 and all that, you know. I want to get all that stuff done, then I can sit back and focus on getting my general class license like I did the tech license and, you know, get started on to paycheck. That's my goal. That's my plan. So hopefully sometime this year I'll have the rest of the tower put up and the antennas put up. But I got to get somebody to help me climb up the tower to get it up there because I'm 43 years old. Although my hip don't do too well standing on the side of that tower. I got 40 feet of it up, one set of guide cables. And I don't know, it wore me out to do that much. Because standing up there trying to get them legs lined up, you know, and, you know, I'm 290 feet. So you can imagine what that looks like on a Ron 25.
WWC for ID. Keith, can't remember the call sign. Yeah, that's a lot of muscle you got there, Keith. I think your name is Keith. Well, no, I don't think it's Keith. I'm not sure. Daggone it. I'm sorry. I'm not. Whenever I meet somebody new, I'm just going to let you know I'm not good with names and I'm not good at remembering call signs.
Oh, man, don't feel bad. You know, I'm the same way. You know, I done CB radio for years and years and years. And, you know, some of the stuff that people used to go by on the radio, you'd think you would learn it. But, you know, it's kind of hard. I'm the same way, but no, my call sign is Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. And my name is Kevin, Kilo Echo Victor India November. And, you know, pretty easy. I mean, there's a lot of Kevins out there, and there's a lot of Keiths out there. You know, I mean, I do it all the time. I mess up on people's call signs. I'm, you know, people that I've known on here that I've talked to all the time. Just like Dave, you know, I've messed up on his call sign several times. And then I have to back up and think, oh, I said that wrong. And then I go back and correct it. But, you know, yeah, I'm still the same way. I mean, new people, I mean, new call signs. I mean, there are a lot of new call signs out there. A lot of call signs out there that I ain't heard before. So, yeah, I mean, it takes me two or three times to get the call sign and name right. But, yeah, it ain't no big deal. I mean, we all make mistakes. If we didn't, we wouldn't be doing ham radio.
It's true. I appreciate the kindness and understanding there, Kevin. Thank you very much. When I get to my destination, I'll ask for your name and call sign again. That way I can write it down and I'll be able to look at it and get it right when I'm not driving, of course.
Yeah, ain't no big deal, man. I had to do the same thing when I started talking to people and all, because When I got into ham radio, when I first came into ham radio, you know, the 10-meter band was open pretty good in the evening time. At night time, there was some local guys around here would talk, and I would get in there, and I just had to start writing everybody's call signs and names down, even on here. You know, I mean, I had to write down call signs and names, and you know, I still had a hard time with that. Sometimes I'd have to look over at the book and, you know, okay, well, this is Dave's call sign. You know, every time he'd do the net or something, I'd have to look up his call sign so I'd know what to say, because I like to go by the call sign other than saying net control. You know, but if I get tongue-tied at times and I can't get the call sign out there, I'll still say net control. But, you know, it happens to everybody. I mean, you know, I was so tongue-tied when I first got on the radio, I didn't know where to start at. You know, I just throw the call sign out there and somebody come back to me. You know, and that was the best way I could do it. You know, I mean, I'd read the book and knew how to do it. But, you know, when you start talking in front of people, it's like trying to give a speech. You know, you start getting tongue-tied and, you know, messing up and, you know, because it's like a whole other world out there.
Yeah, I know the feeling, trust me. I take it you like ham radio?
I like ham radio. I mean, you know, because for the simple reason, I mean, there's not a lot of cussing on here. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are people that do it. But, you know, I try to keep everything pretty clean because it talks about a family, you know, environment and stuff like that. And I respect that, you know, because I've been cussed out so many times on CB radio and stuff that's one reason I kind of pulled away from it, you know. And I used to be real big into it. You know, I used to talk around the world. And I don't know, I just kind of got to where, you know, I looked at it this way. Somebody cussed me out and I got mad and here I am right back at them. You know, okay, well, here I started looking at it like this. Okay, I got a power button. They start cussing and carrying on and whatever. I can hit the power button, turn it off and go on and not even get my nerves hurt or my feelings hurt. You know, and that's kind of the way I started looking at it. And my buddy down the street that lives over by me, you know, you know, we got to talking one day, and I was working on a mobile radio, and me and him got to talking, and he was a ham operator, and he kind of got me into what I'm doing now, and, oh, yeah, I love it. I mean, I really love it. And, he's been a really big mentor to me, you know. He knows a lot, and he's helped me with a lot. Because learning how to program these radios and trying to read a book and do it, it can get frustrating really quick because there are so many things that you got to change in order to get into the repeater. You know, I mean, it ain't like just, you know, put the repeater frequency in and, you know, and do an offset because some of them has tones and some of them don't have tones. And, you know, and you just got to know what to turn on, what to turn off, you know, and I've learned a lot like that. So, I mean, it's really helped out. And something else that helps me out is the repeaterbook.com, you know, and that really helps me out, like when I go out of town and stuff like that, so I can actually see what I, you know, like the DTF tones and all that stuff, and that way I can see what I need to put in order to make it work. So, I mean, it, you know, like I said, it's really learned me a lot, but I enjoy it. I really love it.
You know, talking about programming radios and stuff, in the 2 years that you did a license, Pam, have you ever gotten any Motorolas?
I've not done no Motorolas. You know, I've done the Balfangs. I've manually programmed those. And I've done, this is an Icom 2738 dual band. I've done this one. I've got a Linko. I can't remember what it's called, but I got that one. It's a 2-meter. It's just a BHF. I've programmed that one. I have a Kenwood. It's a TM281A, and I've done that one. And then I got the Kenwood TS2000, and I programmed some of that one. So, yeah, I mean, I programmed several of them.
Good. Dolphin, I kind of fell out of love with Dolphin pretty quick. I mean, they, especially the UZ-51, man, let me tell you, that thing, You couldn't hit the Nate Great scanner that is. I can listen to public safety and anything I really want to, public safety wise, police fire, EMS, emergency management. I can listen to that good. Don't pick it up. But as for the 10 meter and the 440 ham bands, I mean, if you're going to try and receive or transmit, good luck, because it's not fun trying to do that on a dial thing.
The Balfangs, they're pretty good. The only reason I use the Balfangs is like when I'm close to the repeater or like when I go camping. I take this radio and I turn it on and use it as a crossband repeater when I'm at the campsite. And I got the walkie-talkie that I can drive around with on the golf cart, you know. And that, you know, that kind of helps me there because I can come from Greenwood State Park all the way back to the repeater. So, I mean, it works out really, really good, depending on where I'm parked at. You know, because I have to park with the back of the car, you know, facing the lake in order for me to get out down there. But other than that, I mean, it works out pretty good.
Radio that's got the crossband repeat function on it. Which radio is that?
That's the 2738, the ICOM.
Meter 440?
Yeah, that's 2 meter 440.
It has a weather alert function on it.
So one more time.
Is your weather alert?
Air alert and all that stuff on it. It's got, you can turn the weather on to where you can actually listen to, like, Paris Mountain Weather Station. You can listen to that. Yeah, I mean, it works really well. I mean, I was in Columbia the other night, or the other afternoon. I was in Columbia, and there was two guys talking on this repeater. I think I was at exit 99, down next to Columbia. It's the last hill before you get into Columbia, before the road opens back up into three lanes. And I was there, and I could actually hear them talking on the repeater. But once I left the top of that hill, I lost everything, you know, and never did pick it back up until I got back to that area coming back from Charleston Saturday. So... yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, it gets out good. It's a 50-watt radio, you know, all the way around. So, I mean, it works out really well. And it's a detachable phase. I have the magnetic window mount thing up here now. And got the head up here above the rear view mirror. And the radio is over here next to the floorboard on the console.
Sounds like a pretty decent hookup, to be honest with you. So that's not the 2300, it's the 2330?
2738 dual band. It's an ICOM.
What do those usually go for?
This one right here, I think I paid almost $400 for this thing. Or it might have been over $400 with tax and all. And now I think they go for, I've seen them on there for like $279. I've seen them on there for $300. And I have seen them back on there for $400, you know, over $400 again. It's really dependent on, where, I guess, whoever's selling it. Because if you go on Amazon and Google it, and it'll show you a bunch of them. I mean, it'll show up a bunch of different carriers that carries it. It's a really nice radio. I mean, I really like it. And I like the ability, you know, it does good considering it's mounted down next to the floorboard and I've only got it turned up about 3/8 away. I can hear pretty good on it and, you know, the microphone's pretty quiet and all that stuff. And the microphone fits your hand about perfect. It's not too big and it's not too small. It's about, just about perfect.
Okay, well, this, actually, Chad, he's my owner, and he recommended that I try and get me a dual band Northern radio for the car, and if I'm going to have a dual band or mobile, I want something that has a lot of good features, including cross-stand, a tape, and severe weather alert. And I also, I know this is probably going to make me sound spoiled rotten, but I want to have the best quality radio that I can get. And to be honest, if I can get higher than 25 watts, I want to be higher than 25 watts.
November 4, uniform Bravo Golf for ID. This radio right here, like I said, it's 50 watts, you know, on BHF, and I think it's, might be 40 watts, I think, on UHF, on the 440 set, but it works out really well, and the tram antenna that I got, we actually had to take the antenna off that was on the top of it and add to it. We had to add 2 inches to the antenna in order to get it in the right wavelength, you know, to get the standing wave right on it. And right now, there should be like a one-to-one standing wave on here if I was to check it. And, but for the quality you're going to pay for, it comes with a mountain bracket. It comes with the face and all that stuff. But in order to mount it to the radio, you have to, if you're going to run it like a CB radio, you have to buy the mountain bracket to connect it to the radio because it don't come with that. And, or if you're going to do it like I got it, remotely, or, you know, move the head up, you know, by itself, detachable, you'll have to get the window piece like I got. They don't cost that much. I think I paid $18, I think, for this thing here on Amazon, and you just take the screws out of the other one, screw this one on, it's magnetic.
Well, that's definitely nice. Now, if I get the 40-watt dual banded, I want to find me a dual band amp, at least 100 watts that I could run with it, because, to be honest, the higher the wattage and power output I can go with a decent antenna, the more repeaters I can hit mobile.
Well, that's kind of the way it is. I got a 2 meter repeater at home, or not repeater, but 2 meter amplifier. It's a Mirage. I think it's a 100-150 watt Mirage, or a 250 Mirage, or something like that. I can't remember. I think it's 250 Mirage. And it does pretty good. It puts out about 160, 180 watts. If I try to go any higher, it kicks itself off. Because I don't think I got the standing wave right on the antenna and stuff. But, I mean, I can hit a lot of the repeaters. I can hit I can hit the Blacksburg repeater from here. There's a repeater up in Tennessee, up around Nashville, Tennessee, that I can hit. Sometimes I talk to them people up there, but I hadn't tried it since I moved to radio room. But I'm pretty sure I can still hit it. I got it programmed in the Kenwood TS-2000.
That's pretty cool, man. I like that. Well, let me jump out of the car for a second, and I'll get right back to you. This is KO4WWZ for ID.
KN4UBG for ID here, and I'll be standing by, and I gotta jump out, help the wife put some stuff in the car.
KN4WWZ, I'm back.